WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 55 million people in the plains and south are under threat of severe storms today. That's just after deadly tornadoes and storms blamed for 27 deaths in the region, including 18 in Kentucky. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
Residents here have lost so much, like Carol Wells, the home she lived in for 50 years, destroyed. But she says she feels lucky to be alive.
I'm just glad that God let us live another day.
And in Missouri, at least 7 people dead. And in St. Louis, where 5 of those lives were taken, crews are working around the clock to clear debris.
2 people were killed when a Mexican Navy ship appeared to lose power and crash into the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. 19 people were hurt. The FBI is calling an explosion that killed one at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California, an intentional act of terrorism, and Pope Leo's installation mass of the Vatican drawing more than 200,000 people, including Vice President Vance. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and data shows Wisconsin kids are in crisis. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows the numbers have increased dramatically over the past 10 years. While rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts went up across the board, girls saw an overall higher increase. Wisconsin boys, however, are 2 to 4 times more likely to die by suicide than girls, according to the report. Amy Marsman says these trends are worse for LGBTQ+ students and students of color.
They feel less connected to their school and less likely to report that they feel they belong at their school. So we know that there are target populations that we should really focus on.
Marsman says teens are also getting less sleep than ever before, which is foundational to their mental health. More than 20% of teens reported self-harm and nearly 25% of girls reported seriously considering suicide, according to the report. Marsman says factors like rising food insecurity, particularly among students of color, also play a significant role. She says additional support during the pandemic helped to eliminate food insecurity gaps, but now Black kids in Wisconsin are 5 times more likely to be hungry than white kids.
Some of these everyday situations really impact youth mental health, whether you're getting enough sleep, whether you are getting enough to eat, whether there's financial stability in your household. All of those are factors in. They are disproportionately impacting kids of color.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Tough night for Tobias. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers losing again last night, 7-0 to the Twins. Minnesota with 18 hits. The Crew's starting pitcher, Tobias Myers, giving up 4 runs in the first 4 innings. Pat Burphy saying the 26-year-old right-hander, struggling with command, is being sent back to the minors.
His slider wasn't great. He threw a lot of balls in the middle of the plate. They were hunting the ball in the upper half. Go someplace different. You have to command the ball a little bit higher in that upper half of the zone. It was a little flat. You got to get the changeup going. You saw it a little bit in the 4th inning, and he was a little better with it. But, that's why we're sending him back to AAA. And I love the kid, man. You saw it in Game 3 last year. That's in there. So we got to get back to that.
Another shutout loss and not much else to talk about.
That's it. Get me going. You know when.
Thanks, Bert.
Tough times don't last. Tough people do. Remember that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The series wrapping up today from AmFam Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly sunny. A light north breeze today with highs reaching the mid-60s. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, light east winds, lows near 40. On Monday, clouds in upper 50s could see just a few showers around the area. Currently 49 degrees.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The biggest thing that happens in Wisconsin state government every 2 years is the state budget. And last week at the state capitol, Republican lawmakers took a step forward in the process by voting out more than 600 measures from Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal. This has become a familiar step in this era of divided government. This is now the fourth budget proposal that Evers has put forward, and each one has been met with a similar fate. Even as this has become the custom, it doesn't have to be this way. Republicans could honestly engage with this budget and debate it on its merits. There are good, smart proposals here on everything from healthcare to education to childcare to environmental protection. And if there are items here they disagree on, make the case. Have the debate. But by voting everything out and starting from scratch, they are letting down the people of Wisconsin they are elected to represent by refusing to have this debate on a very basic level. We should expect better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, including the state Republican convention with our friends at Wisconsin Watch and State Senator Royce on the Joint Finance Committee budget process. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
The music of the stars on the air. Pacific Media Radio Network. Good morning. I'm Lou Regani. All these programs are podcasts. Check out civicmedia.us. Featuring Miss Julie London, 1956.
People who are born in May dress their hearts in Sunday clothes. Though they're sometimes burned, they're unconcerned. Their love just grows and grows. People who are born in May, I've heard tell, should always try to search around until they found someone born in July. Strange how a distant star controls our destiny, and wonderful when it's happening to people like you and me. The people who are born in May need the folks born in July, and the folks born in July like me will always feel the need to be at home in their arms forevermore, thanking every star in the heavens for the people born in May.
Matt Monroe next up on the Music of the Stars.
One morning in May, don't forget, dear, that one wonderful day when we met, dear. The world over was blue clover and hearts carefree and gay. One morning in May, oh, the rapture tonight, darling, I pray to recapture just 1 hour, just one flower from love's faded bouquet. Kisses that came with the flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. Precious to me like a rose
rosary. Now that we're apart, one morning in May to remember, the love smolders away to an ember, and dreams perish, we'll still cherish that one morning in May. The world over was blue clover and hearts carefree and gay. One hour, just one flower from love's faded bouquet. Kisses that came with a flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. They're so precious to me, like a rosary. Now that we're apart, one morning in May to remember, the love smolders away. And dreams perish, we'll still cherish that one morning in May.
Matt Monroe, Hard Swingin'. Edie Gourmet with Don Costa next up.
On the first warm day, on the first warm day in May, I hope you come a-calling and bring me a big bouquet. On the first warm night that the moon is shining bright, we won't feel much like talking, so kiss me and hold me tight. Then we'll climb the first warm day, on the first warm day in May, and we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. Oh, see how I love you. It's just about time for the trees to bud, the rains to come and the creek to flood. Just about time I confess to you the things I'm busting to do.
First warm day in May. Rosie had the hit with that. Music of the Stars. I think we've had two already. Bobby Darin.
as long as I'm singing, there's a bell up in my brain that's ringing, making a crazy ding-dong. And if this band don't desert me, then there's nothing in the world can hurt me, long as I'm singing my song. Give me trumpets, legato, put some saxes with them, strings, pizzicato, and some rhythm. As long as I'm singing, then the world's all right and everything. Things swinging, long as I'm singing my song. Making music is more to me than a pleasure, 'cause me and music, we go together like notes in a measure. Long as I'm singing, then the world's all right and everything's swinging. Long as I'm singing my, long as I'm singing my, long as I'm singing my.
John Williams, Keeley Smith, Music of the Stars.
Swing your lovers, come on and have your fling, your lovers. What's the difference if there is no moon? What's the difference if it isn't June? Make your best move, go on and groove. Swing your lovers, love your lovers. Love your lovers, go on and turtle dove your lovers. What's the difference if the birds don't sing? What's the difference if there is no spring? You got it made, don't be afraid. Swing your lovers, When you grow old, you'll regret the fun that you missed. Come on, lovers, be bold. Now's the time to be kissed. Swing your lovers, go on and ring-a-ding your lovers. What you gotta lose, you'll never have the blues. Swing your lovers. You'll find that love's the thing you love us. Get yourself a date, find yourself a mate. Swing, 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 swing your lover.
Joel McNeely at the big band next, with Seth MacFarlane at the mic. Away we go. The music of the star.
The first time you see her, no bolt from the blue, just something so quiet that's waiting for you, with no one to tell you where you gotta go. The first time it happens, you know. The first time you see her, no magical change, no angels appearing, no dreams to arrange, just warmer and colder than springtime or snow. The first time it happens, you know. And so you fall, and how complete it is. And for each moment that it lasts, how sweet it is. The first time together, how simple, how rare. And just when you thought you'd forgot how to care, and though you feel much more than you dare to show, the first time it happens, you know. The first time it happens.
See what I mean? That's Joel McNeely and Seth MacFarlane. 1959. Mario Lanza made a picture for the first time. And here's the title song. Within months, he was gone. Georgie Stoll in the orchestra.
Come prima, I'm in love. Come prima, I found love. From the moment I saw you, I was enraptured. Every moment after that, I live in the clouds. Come prima, I can thrill. Come prima, I love you and always will. You're the first one, yes, the first one. You're my one and only one. Come prima, I'm in love. For the first time, I'm in love. For the first time, I found happiness. From the moment I saw you, I was enraptured. Every moment after that, I live in the clouds. For the first time, yes, the first time, I can thrill. For the first time, I love you and always will. You're the first one, yes, the first one. You're my one and only one. For the first time, I'm in love. Come prima, I can thrill. Come prima, I love you and always will. You're the first one, yes, the first one. You're my one and only one. Come prima, for the first time I'm in love.
On the first night of the full moon,
Jack Jones,
wait for me down by the shore. On the first night of the full moonlight, I will be returning and I'll never leave you anymore. Oh my darling, it's time for us to part. Take my heart and promise you'll be faithful. It's the last time I sail the ocean blue. Say you'll be there when I come back to you. On the first night of the full moon, wait for me down by the shore. On the first night of a full moonlight, I will be returning and I'll never leave you anymore. I'll bring you a lamp to light your room, rare perfume and yards of silk and satin, and an ocean of pearls upon a string. Round your finger I'll place a wedding ring. On the first night of the full moon.
Wait for me down by the shore.
On the first night of the full moonlight, I will be returning and I'll never leave you anymore. I will be returning and I'll never leave you anymore. I will be returning and I'll never leave you anymore.
Ah, Jack Jones. More from Jack in just a bit. Here's an extra, Pia Zadora.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to
that lady can sing. Here she is with Letterman. 1982.
David, I don't know if I'm allowed to be on this show.
No, it's fine. Everything's fine. Just have a seat if you want.
David, did you know that there's a new girl posing right behind that
curtain? That's right. We're having
this. Oh, did you know that it's not Pia Zadora?
No, that's right. It's we're conducting an art class. We're teaching people how to drive.
Okay. Or Jimmy.
I don't know Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy's the friend you interviewed last week. I was watching you from Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. What? No, Jimmy won't be out later. Let me, All right. Pia Zadora.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know many Pias.
You don't?
No, what is the origin of that name? What nationality?
Pia is Italian. Mm-hmm. It's a very common name in Italy.
Mm-hmm. And
Zadora is Polish. I'm half Italian and I'm half Polish.
And you recently received an honor from people in Italy?
Yes.
Today. What was
I'm
that?
I'm going to be the Woman of the Year, Boys Town. Boys Town.
Congratulations on being the...
Thank you.
Yes. A rude woman nearby.
It was in March of 1982. Once again, Pia Zadora at the mic.
You came and suddenly
Isadora, living in Hoboken now. She's 71. Here's Robert Mitchum. Irving Berlin.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. All about blue skies, baby, all the day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Ooh, blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies, baby, do I see. That's all I ever see, bluebirds singing a song. All about the blue skies, baby, all the day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright, and I never saw things going quite so right. Lay noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, we gone. Nothing but blue skies, baby, from now on. E-oh.
Bob Mitchum there, and he had a whole album which was never released. Go figure. George Sanders, that inimitable cad from radio and television and Hollywood, always played a bad guy, but in reality, well, here he is with Don Costa and the orchestra, the music of the stars.
Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care. That's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't remember. regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Music of the Star. George Sanders composed also. I'll see if I can get some of those up. And by the way, not by the way, this is the way. It's Alan Ludden of Mineral Point, Wisconsin. Mr. Betty White to you.
Talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then. But I can't remember where or when. Clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then. But I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before. But who knows that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before.
With all the other game shows that were going on, Goodson Todman started a new game called Password. Mm. And it was hosted by a man named Alan Ludden. Mm. And I was invited to do the show the third week it was on. And that's when I met Alan, and he was so nice. And he had watched me on Life with Elizabeth, and I had watched him on another show he was doing, GE College Bowl. So we felt like we knew each other. What I didn't know and didn't find out till much later was just as Password started, his wife was dying of cancer. Mm-hmm. So he would go from the hospital over, do the show, and to do a new show takes a lot of concentration without certainly that. And the week that I did Password, the third week of the show, was the week she died. Mm-hmm. And so that later that summer, our agents, you know how they are, booked us into a summer stock performance of up on Cape Cod of it was Critics' Choice. And so he had these three kids who had lost their mother. They were at that point 9, 10, and 13, and two new poodle puppies. So we all got to know each other at once, and somehow we became instant friends, and the kids would all kind of watch the two of us, and they'd say, check. If he said something nice or I said something nice, the kids would all say, check. Well, we were up there for 3 weeks, and pretty soon he didn't say hello. He'd say, will you marry me? Well, it was a joke, and I'd laugh it off, and he'd laugh it off, and then pretty soon I came back home. I was going very steadily with somebody, very happily and steadily, who came to see the show, and at the end of the play, there was a big kiss when we finally made up. Well, the night that Phil was in the audience, Phil Cochran, the kiss went on and on, and I was trying to keep in character and just make, and I heard from the third row, hi. And so we all had dinner together that night, and everybody thought it was hysterically funny, except Phil. Phil didn't think it was funny. He said, I don't like that guy. I said, everybody likes Alan Ludden. He says, I don't. He said, everybody. He said, I said, Phil, you've seen me act with people, you know, ever since we've known each other. Not like this.
Oh, it's called... Guess what?
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low.
I was lost. The losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go.
But now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way.
For love came just in time.
I found you just in time, and changed my lonely life. That what?
Why don't we do it? Why don't we do it like we do it on stage? Take it.
Oh, you're chorus singers.
Yeah, come back.
The Lindens are going to back up the Luddens. That's a switch. Okay, I'm just in time. I found you just in time.
There's Alan and Betty.
Before you came, my time was running low.
Hey, how about Jack Nicholson? This is from Something's Gotta Give. Jack's 88 now. Retired, I'm told. More is the pity.
Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is la vie en rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see la vie en rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart. A world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be la vie en rose. Quand elle me prend dans ses bras, elle me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Elle m'en dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours. Et ça me fait quelque chose. Elle est entrée dans mon cour, une porte de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est elle pour moi, moi pour elle dans la vie. Elle m'en l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors j'ai sans émoi mon cœur qui bat. Chérie, j'adore ça, chérie.
Music of the Stars. Jack made a couple of other recordings too. The Music of the Stars. Let's see if I can find somebody who you never expected to sing. Let's see if I can. Oh, here's one. We're on the air on the Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us. Some of our stations will sign off at 9. If you want to continue listening, we're going to be live all the way till high noon central at civicmedia.us. Well, let's see. How about Sid Caesar singing? Sid starred in a picture on Broadway. The picture didn't do well. It was never completed. Broadway was Little Me. No, that's the title. We have news coming up on the Columbia Broadcasting System. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network, around the world at civicmedia.us. Here's Sid.
Pardon me, miss, but I've never done this with a real live girl. Straight off the farm with an actual arm full of real live girl. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my glasses and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real live girl.
Thank you.
Well, let's give it to Bob Goulet. Cy Coleman wrote this, and Carolyn Lee for Broadway.
Pardon me, miss, but I've never done this with a real live girl. Straight off the farm with an actual arm full of real live girl. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my goggles and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real live girl. I've seen photographs and facsimiles that have set my heart off in a swept off your feet by a real live girl. Dreams in your bunk don't compare with a hunk of a real live girl. Speaking of miracles, this must be it. Just when I started to
stand by for news. Hey, when we come back, Vincent Price and Boris Karloff. Now you gotta stay tuned if you can't.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark at the Vatican.
Domine Jesu Christe, quid existe apostolis tuis.
Pope Leo celebrating his installation mass. About 200,000 people estimated to be in attendance in St. Peter's Square. Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio were also there. The Pope also had an audience with Ukrainian President Zelensky. And Monday, President Trump is going to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin. His special envoy, Steve Witkoff, tells ABC.
We have to get to a ceasefire. That's the president's position, and we all agree with that position. And most importantly, we have to get to a final peace deal. And the president has a force of personality that is unmatched.
Two people are dead after a Mexican Navy tall ship crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge in New York after appearing to lose power. And one person was killed in an explosion outside of a California fertility clinic. The FBI calls an act of terror. This is ABC News.